Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel. Expect clear skies if you're in Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. Haifa and Be'er Sheva are also enjoying pleasant weather, ideal conditions for anyone spending time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF has eliminated the chief of a Hamas drone cell in central Gaza. Hammam Eid was responsible for producing UAVs in the region, according to sources from JNS. Also, earlier this hour, the US and Iran are seeking a compromise over the Strait of Hormuz. Oman and Qatar are mediating as both sides resume talks, YNET reports. Also this hour, Mojtaba Khamenei has praised Hezbollah and called for continued attacks against Israel. This comes from statements attributed to him, reported by the Jerusalem Post. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu is set for a lightning visit to Washington. He will attend the funeral and meet with President Trump. Israel Hayom highlights Iran as a key topic on the agenda. And finally, Jewish groups are condemning the new labor platform on Israel. Despite the backlash, officials insist that government policy remains unchanged, reports the Australian Jewish News. Here's what people are saying online. Doron Kadosh, a local journalist, wrote just minutes ago about new outposts being established near Nablus. Since a recent attack, the total has risen to 8, with authorities yet to decide on their removal. David Hazzoni, a political analyst, posted earlier today about an ongoing cycle in U.S.-Iran relations. He notes a pattern of threats and resumed talks, suggesting a complex diplomatic dance. Asher Fredman, an expert on Middle East affairs, commented recently that Hamas aims to disrupt any future plans for Gaza beyond its control. He references past attacks on development initiatives as examples. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF operation in Gaza. Reports from JNS confirm the elimination of Hammam Eid, a key figure in Hamas's UAV production. This move signals a strategic effort to curb drone threats from Gaza. The impact on regional security remains to be seen. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz talks, YNET details efforts by Oman and Qatar to mediate between the US and Iran. However, Iran's insistence on specific shipping routes remains a sticking point. This compromise could ease tensions but faces significant obstacles. Meanwhile, Iranian Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei's remarks have stirred regional tensions. According to the Jerusalem Post, his call for jihad reinforces Iran's hardline stance. This rhetoric could further escalate Israel-Hezbollah tensions. Now, to Prime Minister Netanyahu's Washington visit. Israel Hayom reports his agenda includes Iran-focused discussions with President Trump. This visit underscores the ongoing strategic alliance between the U.S. and Israel, particularly concerning Iran. Finally, Jewish groups' reaction to the new labor platform has been swift. The Australian Jewish News explains the criticism focuses on perceived shifts in policy. Despite assurances, concerns about future diplomatic relations persist. Turning to business and markets. First, at a recent real estate conference, developers criticized long delays in project approvals. Complaints were directed at municipal authorities, reports Israel Hayom Business. Separately, a covert investigation has revealed a massive money laundering scheme through real estate vouchers. The Jerusalem District Police and Tax Authority have been involved, according to Walla Business. And finally, Greece is looking to Israel for defense technology. YNET Business says Greece plans to approve a multi-billion euro defense program featuring Israeli systems, signaling stronger defense ties. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.